sin not. I want to say God has given us what we need if we'll just give him all the glory. I want to say it's not that hard. Well, the preacher did good. Well, that's good to say. Well, the Lord really blessed our preacher today. Amen. The Lord really helped our preacher today, and God preached him. God gets the glory. Amen. God's been a helping me since I've been here in the United States and been blessing my life, been saving my kids, been working in my life and touching and doing things. I want to say he deserves all the glory this morning. In Romans chapter 4, we see that Abraham, being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. We don't have any excuses for not doing what God's telling us to do today. He said, give him glory. And give it to him with all your heart, mind, body, and soul. Amen. Amen. And when we give God the glory, business picks up. Our lives change. We begin to understand things we didn't understand before. We begin to see it in a clearer way than we never saw it before. As preacher, Brother Tom's been preaching on, be of good cheer, your chin up. It helps you keep your chin up. When you give God the glory, you say, who will help you? The one that said, the Lord is your helper. Him, the helper himself. Over in Hebrews chapter 13, it said, he'll never leave you and never forsake you. I want to say, God, the whole time I've been down there in Brazil, it'll be 13 years in August. God's helped me along the way. Been in a lot of places and a lot of things and didn't feel God anywhere except in my heart and in my life. But I want to say, thank you, Lord, for those men that preached to me down through the time and those that prayed for me, and my mama and papa and my mom and daddy had prayed for me and sought God. And the old man there at the church when I was a little boy would get on his knees in the prayer room and walk around and call out the young people's name in the church. I want to say, God be the glory. He is a praying for me. And I was done praying in just a few minutes, but I got to listen to him. Thank the Lord. What a blessing it is just to remember back a little bit what God's done. To God be the glory. Great things he has done. I remember watching my mama when I was a little boy. We'd visit their church sometimes for a homecoming service or a revival meeting. And every once in a while, maybe once during the year, every 2 years, I'd see her stand up and start testifying, and she'd pull out her handkerchief. She'd be wiping her nose and thanking the Lord for saving her. Her dad was a drunk, and her mom died when she was 7 years old. She had a tough road to hoe and had a bunch of brothers, and she'd cook for them. And she'd just stand up, thank the Lord for taking her through everything and bringing her along and helping her and start slinging that handkerchief around. I started thinking, Lord, I want what she's got. I want a little bit of what she's got in my life. And a little bit more time went along. I'd always see her giving God the glory. I was looking at her Bible there in the house one day, and I said, Pebble, I said, why does it look like Mama's Bible's got water damage? And he said, son, what's happening is every time she's reading it, she's a-crying. And she's a-crying, and it makes those pages get all wrinkled up. Folks, I want to say these people's prayed for me, and we're praying for each other. And God, he gets the glory out of all of it, folks. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about him. It's about Jesus and what he's doing. I went down there to Brazil, just a little old country boy. Couldn't speak good English and still can't, but Lord, he helped me learn how to speak Portuguese. He helped me learn how to speak in such a way. They said, you can speak good Portuguese. I said, well, probably better than English. But I never prayed to be able to speak English, but I prayed a whole lot. I prayed many hours and many days that I'd be able to speak Portuguese. And I want to say glory, hallelujah to his name. When I stand up, I don't have any hindrance to be able to tell him what he's put on my heart and what he's put down in my soul. I had to tell them about Jesus and how we love God and how God's blessed us and how he's helped us and how he's stirred in our heart and how he came by there on that Friday night over in Gastonia, North Carolina as a little old boy and saved my soul. I've been telling that all over the place down there, and God's been helping me. To God be the glory.